Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hello, this is Ken Collins, and I'm from the great corn state there. I currently now live in Nebraska and Colorado, and there's reasons for that, which we will share later on in the time I'm allotted here to talk with you guys about my experiences and my years of sightings and acknowledge out there in the woods. I started out as a young lad, like most of us, watching the movie The Legend of Boggy Creek. I was 15. We were in a small town in Nebraska called Seward, and my neighbors had a birthday party, and they said, let's go see a flick. Now, I didn't even know what a flick was. I was like, a flick? Actually, probably my first time probably even seeing something like that in a theater. So we go to town. I think the Planet of the Apes was playing, and The Legend of Boggy Creek. I went over and saw, there was four of us, and my brother and two of them went and saw Planet of the Apes, and I went over and saw Legend of Boggy Creek by myself. As I was sitting there watching this, and I don't know how much I watched, because it was like watching the Boogeyman show, and I was just absorbing this movie, but thinking, what are these creatures, and what are they about, and are they these Boogeyman monsters? So when we got out of the theater, we're walking around a small town, and my brother and his two other friends are running around town like, you know, the apes are jumping around, ooh, you know, and I'm walking around town like in dang zombie, thinking in my head, what did I just see? I was just totally seated. That movie put something in me. It seated me. It's like, you're on a project now. You're at 15, and this is what it's going to be in you now the rest of your life. And right now I'm sitting at 61 years old. Never thought watching that movie that all of these years later, I would be where I'm at. So with that being seated in me, we had to move from Nebraska. My grandparents raised me. Grandpa got emphysema, had to come to a drier state. Well, we took off, came into Nebraska. Moved into Colorado Springs. Now, when I got to be about 21 or so, I kind of went out and we did what they would call in Colorado woodsies. Woodsies would be, we'd go out, drink a few beers, maybe we would hunt, or maybe we'd look for them days were looking for structures of the Sasquatch. There's not no, a lot of my friends didn't really, they knew that I was interested in the phenomena of different things out there. And Bigfoot was one of them. And I was always into the UFOs and aliens. And I thought Bigfoot and aliens were two separate things until later on in life. And I tell you a story later on in this podcast about an incident that changed me at 58 years old. Now, I want to go back so that we don't get ahead too far. So with Nebraska seeding of that movie and then moving to Colorado and at 21 going out and starting woodsies and going out into the woods and I would start out, we go up around Canyon City, around Phantom Canyon in Colorado Springs area. I'd work around the Broadmoor area. And then now I'm 20s now going into 25 and we'd always go up into the Cripple Creek area from Colorado Springs. You can drive up a road called Rampart Range Road. And that road would take you up the three tunnels. And those three tunnels led you into the Teller County Cripple Creek area. And oh my gosh, there's just so much activity behind Pikes Peak. It's unreal. I had a chance to move there then. I got married at 35 years old. Now, I'm still doing all my Bigfooting, guys, all through my 20s and to my 30s. Colorado Springs, the 11 Mile Canyon area, Guffey, the fluorescent fossil beds and behind Pikes Peak, Teller County, El Paso County, down into Pinyon County, into Fort Carson, down in Pinyon Canyon. That's all south. So I've worked all the way through Pueblo, going through Pinyon Canyon out in Fort Carson, getting reports about tankers out there seeing Bigfoots on Fort Carson Range out there. And that was just intrigued me that, you know, these Bigfoots are even out that far. Worked my way all the way up through Teller County. Finally, I moved myself into Teller County about 3 miles from the fluorescent fossil beds. And I used to go into the fossil beds and into 11 Mile Canyon from there and just do all that area Bigfooting. At one time, there was a big fire up there, a Hayman fire. I snuck up on the lines because I was a CNA, an emergency medical technician, and would be working the fire lines with the boys and tending burns and stuff like that. And my own main purpose was to be a spy to see what they brought out of that forest, if we could brought a burnt Bigfoot out of that county. You know, in the fires, Bigfoots can't get away from that. But we know there's a few that burnt in Mount St. Helens. We know all this, but I was there to help the guys off the fire lines and research Bigfoot in the area, find out what's going on, where they got to drag one out. Well, that never happened. So then in Florissant and all that, my wife didn't know what I was doing. I couldn't tell her when we lived in Florissant, just don't go down into the garage because they were behind my house and I lived in a dark on the mountain recluse place, and I knew they were in the backyard, and they would mess with me out there, and I knew my wife couldn't go out there. I didn't even keep my dogs out there, and I thought, well, I gotta get my wife out of here. She doesn't know what I'm doing. It kind of got her in danger. So we moved from there into Estes Park, Colorado. Oh my God, I thought I'm gonna have a chance to go to Rocky Mountains. I got a chance to go to Estes Park. I got a chance to go there and do some Rocky Mountain research. So all these years of doing this, my first sighting in Estes Park was 2013. One day, 10:30 in the morning, I'm walking through my trail. On my provisional vision, I see a black mass. Now, my first sighting wasn't me directly looking at it. My first sighting was sideways. I'm looking, ooh, the provisional catches this black over this rock. This thing looking at me perfectly where this rock is. You can look down. It's just looking through the valley. It's right there where that trail is. Perfect. He can just see you, everything you do. So I look, and I'm like, oh my God, there's a Bigfoot. I thought, my God, I'm finally looking at it. I'm seeing it. There it is. There it is. I mean, my God. So in them days, I did what I said I used to do, guys. I had this camera and I would take, the camera was always right with near me. So I lift my camera up. I focus in and I look at him. We're just staring at each other and he's got his nose stuck down in this rock of this crevice and it's a little guy.
And I'm looking at him and I'm thinking, oh my God, oh my God. And guess what? I never thought I would ever say this, but I'm walking off. I'm walking a quarter mile to my truck. I'm starting my truck up. I'm driving off and I'm thinking, why am I not back there getting this film? Why am I not back there getting the Roger Patterson film? What is wrong with me? I couldn't accept it. I drove off. All these years we want this, and I ran away, and I had a family member tell me, you're this big shot researcher, you see it, and you ran. That hurt. I was like, yeah, I did. So, like I said, I got mad, and I thought, well, you know, I'm going to still stay in the area. So I kept staying in there, habituating it, you know, still doing my thing. I know maybe I'll get him again. Boy, did I ever. I have a gifting rock there. Now, here comes the second sighting in the area. When they say lightning strikes twice in one area, it sure did for me. And you cannot say, guys, that when we have one big sighting in the area, that they don't come back to that area. Of course, they're going to, if you had it there once, going to have it again, I guarantee you. Might not be in your time what you want, might be years, who knows. But they will come around again. A lot of reports I get are from repetitious sightings in the same areas. But this particular day, I got off work. I did the same thing, and it was in the daytime, guys. And if they tell me that these are nocturnal, I've seen them in the daytime, and they're not wearing sunglasses. Just saying. They're out in the daytime, too. They're opportunists. They want to get out. They get out, and they don't have this clock like us. You know, we sleep and get up. We eat our food, whatever.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform with one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
So anyway, second sighting, this is about 12 noon. I'm in my gifting area. I'm walking through. I'm getting ready to go back. I'm about done. I jump off my gifting, or I hear this little pipe scream. My turn around, and like I said, in them days, I grab my camera, and I'm pulling it up, and there's the one that was looking at me about 3 weeks ago. He's looking on the rock at me now with his head cockeyed, and the sun is hitting that cranium, hitting his sagittal crest. It's beautiful black. I'm looking right at it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm only about 20 yards from it. All of a sudden, one, two, three, here comes this behind this treatise. He took about this big, over 8 foot, arbon colored looking thing, came out behind the tree, and it took about one, two, three steps. And when it turned, it didn't just turn its head, turned everything. It turned his head, his top torso, everything, just looked at me, locked in with me with his eyes. And I thought, oh my God, all this thing has to do is take 3 steps off that rock and he's going to pound me. He's going to rogue me. But he didn't do that. What I did is I turned back to the little one, like, you know, hey, dude, I'm not here to hurt. And you guys know when I come into these areas, I don't have a gun. I don't have any malice in me. I come in with love and not wanting to hurt you guys. And David Plotis told me one time, you need to carry a gun because you don't need to worry about the Bigfoot. You need to worry about the other animals. And I thought, yeah, he's right. But I still don't carry a gun or a knife or nothing still. But I'm not saying you don't do that. So with the sighting of the second one and the red one looking at me with those eyes and the way it turned and looked at me, it was like, my God, they're not Gigantopithecus. They're so close to a human. It's unreal. That's a human face. It looked like Kane the Wrestler with the big eyes and the brow sticking out and the mouth. And he's looking at me and I'm like, there's no teeth. There's no smile to it. He's just like curious like me. It's like, you want to see me? You've been banging around in my living room for 3 months. Here I am. It was a look of disgust and content. It was like, I'm disgusted in you, but I'm content in you. So I'm backing up thinking I'm going to trip. And all of a sudden, I just turn around and go back to my truck. And I'm thinking, I don't know which way that red one went. And I didn't know where the little one went. I just know I thought to myself, my God, I think I got two. That's enough. I don't think anybody can go through this. I couldn't remember. So I went, got into my truck. Thank God I took a picture of that. I got one picture. I went and developed it and looked at it. I had a third one. It was a little one. And he's over to the left of the picture. And I got that picture. And he's, you can see, it looks like a little, almost like a raccoon looking thing. It's like, it's a little baby. That's the one that went, yeah, like that when I turned around because I was only about 2 feet from it. And when I turned around and saw the other one looking at me, he was only about maybe 12 feet from there. And then the red one was right next to it. So it was, that's how close they were. And it was like, my God, this thing could have killed me and didn't do anything. They're not this eating fangs and going to come and eat this stuff. So I thought thinking, well, Kenny, you got a sighting all of these years of waiting. You finally got something. But what the heck happened to you on the first one? So I thought, okay, let's start looking at these things and what they talk about zapping and they talk about sizzling. Let's look into this a little more, Ken. Let's open up a little bit. Except, and it took a lot of years, except that day, Kenny, you got sizzled. You got zapped. You got some type of mojo on you that puts you in. Now, you guys out there are going to think we're a bunch of storytellers. What a dude, taking this stuff up to think of these stories? No, it's as real as I could reach out there and pinch it if I wanted to, real. After that second sighting, I pulled out. I stopped a little bit. I thought I had enough. That thing was so close. I think I've had enough, but who's going to believe me? How am I going to share this? So I didn't worry about it. So in 2020, I go up there and we get a group of people. I had a Native American that wanted to go on with me because he wanted to play his drums. Nobody else wanted him on their group because he's going to play his drums. I said, well, you come with me. And I got another guy that came, and his name was Art, and Art had a bad back. And I said to Art, well, Art, don't worry about it tonight. Just walk up this trail with me because we're going to do a daytime reconnaissance on this. So what we do is we go up and do a daytime hike up to the area that we're going to return back at night. So we went up during the daytime, did a reconnaissance. I found a footprint. We cast that print. We got that print casted. So finding the footprint that day. I'm knowing, man, there's something here. It's going to be awesome here. So we come back during the nighttime. I get my guys up the mountain. I mark the trail and I mark it with the casting powder because it's pretty white. You can see it really good coming down. We're not going to lose our trail. So I get to the point where at nighttime we get up there and the Native American guy's playing his drums. And all of a sudden he starts freaking out. He's like, boom, 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 boom. He goes, what's wrong with me? I can't remember what I'm playing. He goes, I play this all the time. I'm losing it. And I'm thinking, it's getting zapped. So anyways, I'm looking and all of a sudden I see this blue orb coming. It's huge. It's coming out of the forest. It's coming at me. And I have a pair of Gen 3 scopes looking through it. It's not in blue. It's in a grayish color. I get my camera, pull it up to my eyes, take a picture of it. I didn't know it was blue then. I just took a picture of it. Later on, I'm going to find out when I get developed. Lucky you lifted your camera up and took that picture because you got it in color. Well, Art is back there going, Kenny, he's taking pictures, but he says, I hear something coming up that ravine that we just walked up. So I run from the orb over to a rock about 20 yards, and I'm looking down, and I got the Gen 3 back out, and here comes a little Bigfoot about 4 feet high running to the orb. And then it went down on all fours. And how I know it went on all fours is it disappeared. It was like all of a sudden you see it run all of a sudden, it's down. It's like, dude, it went on all fours. And freaked out. All of us were just like, that was intense. So this year, I'm doing a 2-week woodsy by myself. I get caught in an intense downpour, biblical lightning, it's moving my tent. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I really done it this time. I'm up by myself. I'm so far back in there. Something happens. I'll see you later. So at one point, the lightning quit. I'm in my sleeping bag because I'm tucked as low to the ground as I can because lightning's flying around like crazy. And all of a sudden, this thing comes walking up to the side of my tent and it brushes right where I'm at. I see it, a silhouette, and it just walks off. And I curled up in that little sleeping bag like, dear God, this is how they go missing. It would be so easy for that, whatever that's outside my tent there, to come and just get me if it wanted to. Well, the next day after the rainstorm, I get up and I know it's headed towards an area that we call the meat pit. And I'm thinking, I'm going to go down the meat pit and look around. I didn't no more get to the entrance where we kind of go into this area. I found a footprint. I said, oh my God, there's a footprint. So that's what was up in my tent. So I showed it to people and they, oh, it's a bear. It wasn't no bear. If I was there for almost a week, I had a 2-week vacation. I took a week of it up there. I ain't seen no bear. And they're up there, but I very seldom see them. It was no bear. So I get this thing walked by, and then all of a sudden it started raining again and lightning. And it seems like a lot of times they're out during the rain. It's just they are up in that area. So I've had them up in the area, guys, where they were, I brought a bike up one time. And they were pedaling. They were twirling my pedal. It was like they were intrigued about flipping my pedal and twirling it. You could hear them up there. So one time I was up there and I'm playing in that area that I talk about, and I'm playing an old children's lullaby on a toy. Because I think, you know, when do they have a chance to hear something like this? They live so rough. I think that's why they come up and touch our windows, and the glass is smooth. They're just intrigued. They're just looking. They're quizzing. And so I'm playing the music, and I go to the window, and I look out, and there they are, three of them up there. You see the eye shine. I got a beautiful video of it, and it shows how they radiate their eye shine. You know, people talk like, well, they have this glow. This glow can be from white, yellow, red. It changes. So I get this eye shine, these little guys running around, but that was so awesome. And they're right outside my tent. In the area that I go to, like I say, up in the Yampa area, it's been good to me. I do a study on these Bigfoot families and how they're growing. And I know that they are by finding the footprints in that reservoir on how big they're getting. And once got this deformity in it, it stays in the toe. And it's a toe is like dislocated. So it really sticks up and away from the others, and it's crooked. It's on a slant. So it's the same print. And it's like, dude, it's just getting bigger. So they're out there. So I'm thinking at one time that there was one of them's name is Elvis, is what we named him, because he's got long hair that flows down his shoulders. Well, Elvis is not small no more. Elvis is a good high age teenager, probably. You know, I've known him since they were for 10 years now. Think what Elvis is now.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So we think that Elvis has taken over the area, and the big one, and we've got the big one on film, and we're talking huge. We think that one is left. We think he's left it to Elvis to run that area now. So I still like to go up there and do my thing. It doesn't feel the same sometimes that it used to in the years before, but I'm going to say that I think that they're just like us in a sense where they care for their dying. They tend to their dead. They have a family unit. They have protection for their loved ones. I had a friend once tell me that he was walking on a trail and there's three Bigfoots and they're just walking up to him. Like they're on a beach and you're going to pass each other, you know? There's three of them, mama, dad, and little one. He says the little one come up to him running like with arms up, like, mom, pick me up, mom, like pick me up. And this, my friend's just looking at it like going, dear God, I want to pick it up. But that thing don't look like it wants me to. And dad's looking like, you know, go ahead. And I'm thinking, thank God you didn't. But he goes, Kenny, I wanted to pick it up so bad. What would you have done? I said, I probably would have picked it up and didn't care what happened. I was just like, man, I want to hug me this Bigfoot. But there was a sighting in Bailey, Colorado on a trail called Ben Tyler. The Bigfoot's on the trail. And if you look at the Bailey, Colorado website, you see a picture of this Bigfoot standing in the was called these switchbacks on this trail. And it's an old one. It's got a receding hairline. It's got women's breasts. It's got a punched stomach. And it just looks old. And he says this guy was walking his dog. He sees this Bigfoot. It stopped him. It was a trail stopper. It was like, you're not walking up this trail no more. So he turned around. He ran down the trail. He fell. His dog's with him. He said when he turned back, the Bigfoot was walking towards him. So he ran down to the Bailey Outpost, which is down in Bailey, which is not far from that trail. And he's yelling at Jim going, you guys got somebody out there in outfit. And Jim's like, no, we don't. And so the guy didn't want nothing to do with us. I'm in Nebraska now. I've done a lot of stuff up at the Omaha Reservation with Barry Webster. So this last time I went, guys, I actually walked to a Bigfoot And it wasn't in a form. It was in darkness. It was in a dark mass. And I'm reaching out. And Barry's like, I've never let anybody do what you did, Ken. And I've never had anything happen what you just done. He goes, we talk about our ancestors and how we connect with these Bigfoots and how the spirits. He says, that was the spirit you were reaching. And I'm like, I was reaching for it. I was trying to touch it. I'm yelling at, I'm not yelling. I'm going, touch me. And it's telling me you're sick. I'm like, I'm not sick. I don't know why I said that. I'm thinking, my God, I'm seeing what they talk about, the spirit of the Sasquatch. Before I went down that weekend, I told a friend a week earlier, I'm going down to see Barry. I didn't know that. All of a sudden, I get a notification. Hey, Kenny, you want to come down? We're doing a special thing. And I went, wow. This is what I always had in my ears. I always had these premonitions, these seeing things before it happens. And I've always had that gift. And I think the Bigfoots know that. If you go out there with a malice and a content to hurt them, they're going to know your heart first. They're not going to let you just have anything. And the lucky few of us get a sighting. But I think that you really get, they got to know you. You got to do a lot of years of getting that. What it is, I don't know, but it's something that is trust. One time I chased a Bigfoot. People go, so you chased one? Well, what happened was she's looking at it through a thermal, a BFRO investigator, good friend of mine, Ellen. And she's looking at it going, there's a Bigfoot behind that tree down there. And I'll walk up to the scanner and I look. I go, yeah, it's right there. And I took off towards you. And I said, you know what? I'm done. I'm going to walk right to it. And I got really close and I'm yelling at me to stand down. And I did. But boy, it was right in front of me and he's tree peeking me. I know it's dark, but the moonlight is shining enough where the silhouette's just right there. And I'm thinking, just, you know, how many chances do people have to go out and do stuff like this? I've been very lucky. And now my other sightings I've had is, has one down in the Glen Haven area. And well, I was with Leah. We went to an area near Estes Park called Glen Haven. And it's right down in a bowl. And it sits down in an area where it's Devil's Peak. I mean, why is it called Devil's Peak? I mean, hello. So we're in this area. And one day I get this Bigfoot and it screamed. It did this. It went, woo, woo, woo. And it's right behind me and Leah. And what are we doing? We're down there going to get ready to cast this footprint. It was in the riverbank and it's yelling at us from up on the mountain. So then one day Leah in the daytime got the picture of it leaning over the edge and it's huge and it's black and it's huge. And it's in the daytime. You see guys, it's in the daytime. I got a phone call from Helen and she's down in that area. And she calls me and says, Kenny, we went down to the area and there's a Bigfoot there and they're flanking us. There's two of them. And these two ladies said, we'll get out of here. So I said, well, I'll go down there. So I and it's not far. It don't take me long to get to that area. I didn't get out. I rolled down my window first. And I'm listening. And the thing goes, whoop, beautiful whoop. So it whooped at me. And then it takes a freaking rock and throws it at my windshield. And you hear it, my windshield, and it rolls down the front, right where I'm looking at. So I knew it was Ellen and them had something. So one night, Ellen's back down in there. No, Steve-O, this friend of mine from Italy's down there. They come every year from Italy, two guys. They're down in the area. They call me up, Kenny, there's a Bigfoot down there in our area. And I'm thinking, okay. So I go down there. I'm by myself just before evening. And there's no wind, but there's one tree just freaking shaking. And I hear it coming out of the tree. And I hear it hit the ground, go boom. And I'm like, dude, it's running. So I start running. I'm flanking it. I'm flanking it. And get to a point where it's a clearing, and I turn my camera, and I catch it as it's running by. It looks like Bruce Jenner when he was in the on a Wheaties commercial with his hair just flowing. I mean, just like, it just like, man, this thing is awesome. It's got this hair, and it's looking by me like, and it's not close, but it's like it's up on the ridge. And it's going up a ridge that ain't no man going to go up. I went up this freaking mountain like it was like nothing. And I'm like, oh, my God. And it's just before dark. What's that? It's twilight. I can still see it. So that's three sightings right there. And there's another sighting I'll talk about near Walden. I'm walking with Leah again. It seems like Leah, blonde hair, always attracts these things. But we're walking. So I'm trying to be more methodical of what we're doing. So eye shine, it's a big thing I had a problem with. All of a sudden, I see eye shine of a little guy. I'm looking at it. I didn't say nothing. And Leah's next to me. She goes, oh, my God, did you see that? And she takes her flashlight and points it over there. And right away, she goes, oh, Kenny, I'm sorry. I went, you know, Leah, that's okay. I just wanted you to know that I saw it first, but I didn't say nothing because you saw it and you verified that by how you just acted. Now, that's how you can be more methodical on what you do. If she's the one that was, everything's a Bigfoot. If she hears a crack, it's a Bigfoot. If she sees a thing, it's a Bigfoot. This is a Bigfoot. Stop. Okay, calm down. Everything's not a Bigfoot out there. Let's try to get this. I saw the eye shine. I said nothing to you. You acknowledged it by the way you acted and the way you said back to me. I said, Leah, did that help any? It didn't help any. Just still over the years, this is more like, you know, you got to change a little bit. Everything is not a Bigfoot, but it's near Walden. It's in a state park up there. It's just awesome up in the area. It's a perfect place for Bigfoots. And, you know, in Colorado doing this, down in Nebraska, nah, nothing, guys. I've had nothing down here. We have the most waterways in the United States, you think, through here. Then we know they follow the waterways. The Republican River down here in the Platte. And the Platte starts in Colorado up at 11 Mile. And that's where the Platte River starts in. You think all these waterways down here. And they do have them basically down into that Macy, Nebraska area at the Indian Omaha Reservation because those reservations are sacred. They don't want a lot of you better be invited onto that reservation. And if you come on, you will probably be escorted off. So I think that they have a recluse down there. They know they're safe. So I think in Nebraska, in that area, down in there, next to that Missouri River, that they're down in there and they know they're safe down in there. And what I saw that this year there changed me to a point where I had an elder come to me after I saw that I was going towards that dark spirit, that mass. The next morning, I had an elder come to me in the morning before I'm leaving. He came and made a special trip to sit with me. It meant a lot to me because as a white man, I'm thinking, my God, you know, I think I was trying to touch spirit with this mass last night. He goes, he looked at me and goes, you were experienced what my people have for centuries, for this area is known for, you saw the spirit. And he was just looking at me and grinning and going, how did that feel? He's just looking at me like you saw something that a lot of white men won't. And I was like, man.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to, has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That night, I had a buddy with me. He's at the Wyoming University. He has a science. He's a scientist and does space stuff and stars. Explorer. He does a telescope out there. He's got a very scientific mind. And I don't know what he thought. I just know that what I was feeling was I was connecting. I was going somewhere else with the spirit of these Bigfoots. Guys, I don't know how to explain it. It was like Barry was sending me towards this mass and he's looking and he's saying it's coming to you. And I know it is because I'm looking and I'm just like, I thought to myself, man, here I go again on another chapter of trying to figure it out. And I don't think I ever will. I want to figure it out. And I just think to be intrigued with the mystery and keep doing what I do. Hopefully I'll live longer and you know, I just think one day that I'll get that, what was that, Veterans Day footage or Labor Day footage, that one where it was running. I just think that, do we need that footage to show other people that? I don't even try for that no more. I guess I'm selfish now. It's just like I've had so much and done so much, seen so much. It's like, it happens. It happens. When I bring people out, I had a friend for a couple of years fund a Bigfoot hikes for me. What a beautiful guy. He's a friend. He bought all the webpage, did everything, domain, did all that for me. And I'm thinking, I don't want to take people out on Bigfoot hikes. But then I thought, I'll take people to areas where I've had a sighting and not first sighting. And then it just didn't feel right. It just felt like when I went there, it was like I wasn't doing any, I didn't want to do that. So I quit doing that and got away from, like I said, it's about the education of the forest people, not the glorification. So I got glorification out, started getting more, it happens, and a lot of times it does. I'm in central Nebraska. I'm near Hastings right now, and we're in the center of Nebraska almost, and Kansas is not too far. We do get sightings that way, but the flatland Nebraskans, Bigfoots, we know they're here. We know they follow the waterways. But the Rocky Mountain Bigfoots, they can live recluse up there in those many, many miles of forest that's untouched up there. And there's a place where the 10th Division Rangers train there, the Mountain Ski Division for Colorado, 10th Division trained up near Mount Holy Cross up there. I was up there 1 year, and this is when I had my first experience with a Bigfoot pulling on my legs. And I'm in a tent, and I sleep in a small tent on purpose because I want them to come up and poke me and gouge me, and they will. And this one Bigfoot came one night, and I know it was because I could hear it. And it was doing like a humming noise. And then it could come by, and it jerked on my foot. And it would come and it would run its finger along the tent, just walk the length of the tent, but run its fingers on the canvas. What was he doing? You know, I've interacted with these things, and I'm just intrigued on what they're doing and what they're thinking. So even in this last incident a couple months ago, when I was up there in that rainstorm, we had one of them touch the window of Alan's Jeep, but the fingernails are so long, they're really elongated. And I'm saying it looks like an alien handprint. I mean, it's just, the fingers don't look right. But you see the one thumb, the opposable thumb, really low. I mean, it's not like us. The thumb is down more. It's all right there in that mud print on its window. It looked like it walked by and just touched the window as it was, whatever it did. So that was just recently. And like I said, the recent thing that happened to him that night during the rainstorm, when it walked by, and I was like, why are they always out in the rain and the lightning? It just seems like in that area they are. So that was the last, and that's just a few months ago with that experience I had with that, whatever that was at night that walked by me. And like I said, it brushed up again. I was in a corner of the tent. I'm in the corner, and I'm lower to the ground as I can. And it walked by, and look, guys, it had to be about his foot or his ankle or something was what hit the tent. And it was like, I don't know if it was going to kick me if it knew I was right there in that corner. I rolled up like a Tootsie Roll. I was like, dear God, this is how people go missing. This is, you know, this thing can just, and, you know, here I am. And then I get up and find the footprint, and that's what fueled me. That's what I thought, man, this is what this is about. And, you know, this is what we want. This is what you're getting, man. I mean, you're getting it, and it's a good feeling. So I've surrounded myself with good people. That's how we mature ourselves. And if we want to do that in a good way, then we get good people to surround yourself with. So, you know, a lot of years of doing this, I've probably thrown out 90% of what I can remember. So this is just a little bit. It's just like when you see the old board and it shows the Bigfoot sightings, and you see one pin up there, well, you know, there's 20 more pins that should go up in that area that people don't talk about. A lot of people don't want to talk about their Bigfoot experiences. And I love that when I have conferences and people come up and they talk about their sightings. And it's like, man, I was there and I know their stories. And some people you look at and you think, man, wackadoodle. And some you think, that's cool. That's just like to do with me. And I think you can't judge no one. You can't say it's not. If somebody comes up with a story and tells me they saw a leprechaun doing jumping jacks with a kangaroo, I might be like, that's fine. Because what I've saw, I'm not going to deny it. So I don't try to do that no more. Those days are done. I mean, I was saying when I almost quit, guys, and I came back, there's friends up there that I have. And I'll mention his name is Mike. He got out of it. He saw something out there that changed him, like I did. And he didn't want to do this no more. And he don't do it no more. And it breaks my heart to see that a researcher walked away. This is a good friend of mine. He's a Colorado researcher. And I was like, man, he saw it. And it did him. It didn't do me. I came back and got more. And yeah, it was a fight. It was a fight for reality, to fight to, if I want out of this. Yeah, it absorbs you. It consumes you. And if it doesn't, then you don't need to be doing it. I'm just saying, keep your ambitions and just go. Dream killers, don't let them in. And Meldrum, plenty of times I've sent him stuff. That's a human print. It's that. Cliff, send him something. Oh, that's a bear. I mean, stuff like that. And I know Cliff, I've had him for speaking with me several times. And it's like, I don't deny what these guys do and what they say. I was like, it's okay. I got past all that. So just keep doing your stuff, presenting. If you go on Bigfoot Loose USA, you're going to see a lot of stuff. Some of it's not Bigfoot, but, you know, a lot of it is. And Bigfoot Loose USA, Facebook, you can YouTube that Estes Park story. There's two sightings that Chris Hazleton done with the Estes Park News. And now I do a Bigfoot float every year. We have a parade up there after Thanksgiving. I do a Bigfoot float. And like I say, I'm now really enjoying another avenue of what is researchers, you know, I'm not on the circuit. I'm not this $1,000 speaker. I'm just your mud on the shoes, Bigfoot cast in my hand, and my mouth running with excitement. And I don't have this glorification of having books and movies. I have that one movie out, and that's not something that's glorification to me. That's something I can share. It's a movie it's a documentary. It's from the heart type. So if you look at it, I'm 61, I've been doing this almost 40. You think, my goodness. Ken, do you ever think when you saw the movie, The Legend of Boggy Creek, that you would ever be where you're at today? Well, in Nebraska next year, I do conferences here with Harriet. We're going to have The Legend of Boggy Creek come out here. She did ahead. The daughter went in, did something with the movie and redid it. They're going to show it out here next year in April. So we're going to have it called The Legend of Boggy Creek Days. And we're so excited to have Crabtree come out here and do that. Look at that. Do you ever think at 15, when I saw that movie, that at 62 next year, I'm going to have them out here doing a revise of the movie. That's just amazing to me that I have these opportunities to have that type of chance to do things like that. All because I didn't give up. I stuck to what I wanted to do with passion for a lot of years. And like I say, man, this will exhume you. It'll take your family, take your holidays. It takes everything from you if you let it. But then again, in the years, you think, was all that worth letting all those times go? But man, when you get your sighting and you see these people and how they are, it's just something that just it just sucks you up. So tonight, I'm not trying to convince anybody anything. I just shared a story with you that I went through, and you can believe it or not. And that's not the case here tonight. The case was to share something that's changed my life, and it will change your life if things happen to you out there, and the sense of what a lot of us have been through out there, these researchers. So appreciate everything. Thank you.
That's it for another episode of Bigfoot Eyewitness Radio with Vic Cundiff. If you've had a Sasquatch encounter and would like to be a guest on the show, please go to BigfootEyewitness.com and submit a report. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening. Have a great night.